Jacqueline Puente urges Latina leaders to embrace AI, data, and economic opportunity. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Mission, Texas. Latina entrepreneurs must embrace artificial intelligence, digital tools, and the value of their business data as technology rapidly reshapes the economy, Jacqueline Puente, chairwoman of the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, told business and community leaders today in Mission. Puente delivered the opening keynote address at the Rio Grande Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Latina Leadership Conference on September 11 at the Mission Event Center. The annual gathering brings together Latina professionals, entrepreneurs, and community leaders for networking and leadership development. "It's just beautiful to be here in the RGV," Puente told attendees, contrasting the region with Washington, D.C., where she lives. She said visiting the Valley gave her an opportunity to hear your stories, to see your businesses, and better understand the region's economy. Puente, a public policy and economic development professional, emphasized the importance of chambers of commerce in strengthening local businesses. "Chambers of commerce are the most fundamental building blocks to how we can build and grow our businesses," she said. She also recognized RGVHCC President and CEO Cynthia Sokolensky and the organization's work, saying national organizations have an opportunity to tell the stories of what's working in communities such as the Rio Grande Valley. Puente pointed to the economic influence of Hispanic consumers and entrepreneurs, citing an estimated $5 trillion in Hispanic economic and buying power. But she said those numbers become clearer at the community level. "Latinas are starting businesses at 3 times the rate of the average," Puente said, adding that Latina business owners hire workers and often pay their employees before they pay themselves. She described the Rio Grande Valley as a multicultural, multinational market, where the consequences of trade and tariff policies are especially visible. Puente then turned to one of the central challenges facing small businesses: adapting to artificial intelligence and accelerating digital transformation. 10 years ago, she said, businesses were being encouraged simply to establish and manage an online presence. Today, entrepreneurs must move beyond that stage. How do we incorporate the tools that are available on these digital platforms to help us make more money? Puente asked. She said businesses should examine how AI can help them understand customers, increase sales, manage inventory, and expand their customer base. She also stressed that entrepreneurs don't have to navigate the transition alone. "We can do this together," Puente said. "Because if we don't do this at this level of our economy, we will never get there." The consequences, she warned, could be significant. "Our Latina business owners will be left behind." Puente said customer and transaction data are becoming increasingly valuable assets for small businesses and encouraged entrepreneurs to learn how to use that information strategically. "Show me how to use my data to make more money," she said. "Show me how I can grow my customer base, how I can sell more inventory." Ultimately, Puente connected business success with something larger than individual companies. "That is what leads to the success of our families," she said. "That's what leads to the success of this beautiful community."